Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
There is a concert coming to Wrigley Field that will make Ryan Sandberg happy. Let's get more on that from Dean Richards. Hi, Dean.
Now that he's a big stoner advocate, I guess you might say.
I don't know.
I don't even know if you can call that. Because you're talking about how he's part of this cannabis company. Now, I heard him talking about it earlier. So, therefore, he would be interested in the Dead and Company concert.
Sure.
That is going to be coming to Wrigley Field. They just announced another concert for summertime. This one is confirmed September 17th and 18th. Limited pre-sale tickets go on sale next Wednesday. General ticket sales for that go on sale 1 week from today. So this is now, in addition to all the other shows that have been announced, concerts, that is, for Wrigley Field, Chris Stapleton, Guns N' Roses, the Hella Mega Tour with Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer, Lady Gaga, Def Leppard, and Motley Crue, and also Maroon 5. I'm going to see if I can get like a little kiosk to set up outside Wrigley Field, just selling Fritos for that Dead and Company show.
Anything official now about Lollapalooza?
Nope, not yet. I mean, it was a big splash yesterday when the entertainment publication Variety published a story saying that Lollapalooza is coming back. They say that they're confident that it's going to be July 29th through August the 1st. So that's usually when Lollapalooza is, the very end of July, early August. It's 4 days like it usually is. The only problem with this is that the city of Chicago has not confirmed that. And Lollapalooza people also are not confirming it. They're just not saying anything. But the city of Chicago yesterday issued a statement saying that they've been in conversation with large event organizers like Lollapalooza, including Lollapalooza, on how to bring these events back to Chicago safely. And they say while the conversations have been moving forward in a positive way, nothing has been confirmed. That's from the city of Chicago. And, you know, we've reached out to the Lollapalooza people, and we've gotten zero response from them on this. But still, Variety is saying that it's going to happen. Insiders are saying that it's going to happen, and there could be an official announcement on this next week with the whole concert lineup. You know, we'll wait and see. But that really has been sort of the signal that we've been waiting for, that outdoor events are back, even though we've got shows at Wrigley Field. Apparently, you know, now they're going to be able to let 60% capacity into places like Wrigley Field and the United Center and others for concerts that have been announced. But we've been waiting, you know, what's going to happen to Lollapalooza. So hopefully we'll get an official confirmation from the actual people involved in this sometime soon.
Hopefully. We're learning this morning about HBO scrapping this week's episode of Real Time with Bill Maher because he tested positive. But he did get the vaccine, didn't he?
He did. I mean, this is, I think this is, you know, kind of an interesting story. With the announcement yesterday that, you know, we don't need to wear masks anymore in lots of different places. I'm not giving up my mask for anything. I'll tell you right now, I'm keeping my mask as long as I can just for, you know, protection against I don't know what's out there. But here's an example of somebody who got both of his vaccinations, Bill Maher, the host of Real Time on HBO, and still tested positive for COVID-19. They do regular tests on that show. And just with a routine testing, they found that he had it. He was asymptomatic. He says he feels fine, but he still got the virus. And that's, you talk to any of the doctors and they say, you know, we told you up front that these vaccines are 90%, 93%, 95% effective. That means that 5%, 7% still can get it. So,
but if you get it with the vaccine,
it's less severe.
You're not going to have a lot of trouble.
Yeah, less severe, but you can still get it.
Right.
That's why When you see me out this summer, if I don't have my mask, I will be wearing a beekeeper suit.
Yeah, right.
Just to keep all viruses off of me. But
over your suit of armor.
Over my suit of armor, right. And plastic wrap on top of it. But they canceled the live broadcast of Bill Maher's show for tonight. Nobody else on his show tested positive, but if you're a fan of Bill Maher, no show tonight.
Okay. Talk about new rules. Their Friends reunion is locked in now, isn't it?
Yeah, finally. This is another thing we've been waiting for all pandemic long. They finally taped the Friends reunion special. We finally got a first look at it, although it's just a very quick clip of the all the Friends walking on the sound stage in California. All you see are their backs, but it's clearly all of them walking. So that's really all we saw of this. But we do know now that this Friends reunion is going to be on May 27th. Of course, it's a Thursday night when you're supposed to watch Friends. It's going to be on HBO Max. But listen to this lineup of people that they've lined up to be on the show. David Beckham is going to be on. Justin Bieber, the Korean super group boy band BTS, will be part of it. Kit Harington from Game of Thrones, James Corden, Cindy Crawford, Reese Witherspoon, Lady Gaga. And they've also lined up some of the show's former regulars. Elliot Gould, who was Ross and... how come I'm forgetting Courtney Cox's character's name?
Monica.
Monica's dad. Elliot Gould, Tom Selleck, who was Monica's boyfriend, Maggie Wheeler, who is Janice on the show. She's going to be on the special.
Who's not going to be on the show? Maybe that'd be easier.
That might be a little quicker. James Michael Tyler is going to be on. He was Gunther on the show. So, that'll be May 27th, the reunion show. In the meantime, Friends episodes, the way God intended them to be watched on WGN TV every Saturday night.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Before we get to the new movies that are out this weekend, I want to say something about Dick Kay, who I work with at Channel 5. I can still see him walking around holding court in the newsroom. A very nice obit in the Sun-Times written by Maureen O'Donnell. Dick Kay grew up in Delrose, Tennessee, a self-described country boy born in a log cabin. He was just 3 when his sharecropper father died. His mother was a seamstress or cook all her life. At 14, he dropped out of school so he could make money digging ditches, picking cotton, and washing dishes. I never knew all this about Dick. He went on to Bradley University, where he got a bachelor's degree in speech education and performed in summer stock with the Peoria Players. He worked his way through college delivering the mail. And a mainstay at Channel 5, started as a writer. He was there starting in 1968, and I'm sure you crossed paths with him, Dean.
Oh, yeah. Both on the air and off the air, I would just, run into him in different places. But I love Dick Kay. I mean, he's one of this breed of Chicago journalist that is not afraid to ask tough questions, is not afraid to dig for answers. I mean, it's super easy for, those of us that have to do research and, look up things these days. You can practically do it on your phone now. But back in the day, Dick Kay would just go through volumes and volumes and volumes of papers, trying to get answers to the stories that he covered as the political reporter at Channel 5. For 38 years, 38 years. Mm-hmm. And then after he retired in 2006, he was the special health care advocate for then Governor Blagojevich. Mm-hmm. But since 2008, he hosted a Saturday afternoon radio talk show called Back on the Beat, in which he was curmudgeonly and outspoken and had interesting guests. It was great. He was on just this past Saturday.
Really?
And apparently was at his home in St. Charles earlier this week, was found unresponsive and taken to Del Norte Hospital there, where he died of a brain hemorrhage. So I couldn't be sadder. He was a very, very nice man off the air. Mm-hmm. He was just one of the top journalists that you can think of. Chicago has taken a great loss in the death of Dick Kaye. He was 84 years old.
Yeah, at Channel 11 and a couple times, I think, at Channel 5, too, I used him on these election night political panels.
Right, right.
He was always informative and fun. And like Jim Strickland said, he worked with Jim, an NBC5 photographer, for a long time. And as Jim said, he was a bulldog in addition to being a student of politics.
Yeah, that's what I loved about him. More journalists need to be like Dick Kaye.
Let's talk about what we can watch this weekend.
Well, let's see. We've got a whole bunch of really violent films for people this weekend. So if you're not a fan of that, you may be a little bit out of luck. In terms of the new movies that are out this weekend, there's a new Saw movie out from this franchise of incredibly violent, cruel, gruesome horror movies. This is the ninth movie in this franchise called Spiral that stars, of all people, Chris Rock, who you think of as being one of the great stand-up comedians of all time. But here he takes a dramatic turn playing a cop who is put in charge of this very grotesque crime spree that starts to take place. And just like the Saw movies, the trail of clues are more macabre and gross, one more than another each time. Samuel L. Jackson co-stars in this movie, adding flavor like only he can, playing Chris Rock's father. This is a Saw movie. It's messy, it's bloody, it's violent. It's all of those things. It is what it is, really. But in terms of how the movie is made, I thought they did a good job. And really, I was mostly concentrating on how Chris Rock did as a dramatic actor, and he actually pulls it off. He does a good job. Gave it a Dean's List B+. It is exclusively in theaters. Angelina Jolie has a new movie out right now in which she plays a smoke jumper in Montana. This young boy who witnesses his father being murdered hightails it through the forest to escape these killers who want to finish him off, and this smoke jumper takes the boy into her protection and does whatever it takes to protect the boy. All the while, these killers now have set the forest on fire to cover up their crimes. So it's a pretty good action thriller. Angelina Jolie is great in movies like this. She loves a physically demanding role. That's part of it. But watching the fury of this fire, we hear about these fires, out of control fires on the news, but this one kind of puts you right in the middle of it all. I gave this one a Dean's List B+. And if you like zombie movies, we've got one of those for you this weekend. But this one is unlike any zombie movie that you've seen before. It's called Army of the Dead. In this zombie movie, the zombies can do more than just groan and limp down the street. And this one, they think and they feel and they are much more human-like. It's all centered in Las Vegas with all of its trappings. And, the way that they're going to get rid of all of these zombies is by nuking Las Vegas. So someone decides to pull off a $2 million heist before that happens. It's clever. It is Vegas excess personified. And, it's fun. It's very violent fun. B+ on this one as well. That one is on Netflix right now.
Nuclear explosions, zombies in Las Vegas. That has hit all over it, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's going to be a smash.
Have a good weekend, Dean.
See you guys.